This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Bob, I'm looking at the Joey Bag of Donuts media bracket. I've eliminated Jerry DePaula. I'm a 5 seed. And now I'm locked in an absolute battle with Missy Matthews. 281 votes in. She comes in at 53.7%. I'm at 46.3%. I'm in trouble in round two, as I thought I would be. I thought I would be in trouble.
Well, Missy is great, as you know.
And I am.
And,
I know.
And so are you. And so you're
I'm not.
Yeah, you're going to, this will go back and forth probably until the very end, but it'll be close.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one. Anytime you have two popular people going up against one another, this is what happens.
Everybody likes her. 40% of the people hate me. Did Jay Caulfield? Here we go. Jay Caulfield survived round one. He's locked in a battle with Crowley.
He pulled off a stunning upset. Jay, a 16 seed. He pulled the UMBC.
This is unbelievable,
Bob. He should not be
Bob.
A 16 seed. Jay has been around
Bring
doing
him
this
on.
For. He should not be a 16 seed. That was misseeding.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jay, a 16 seed, you upset Colby Armstrong, and I'm now going to vote for you over Crowley. However, you're down. You're down by about 17 points to Crowley. Do you feel like you can make a comeback?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm surprised I survived that first. I just heard about this morning, so and when I hear you talk about it, it's kind of entertaining. But no, I'm surprised I've survived that first round. So if I have any luck and have a chance to battle back, that'd be great. But it's the first I've heard of it really this morning.
Well, I'm soliciting votes for you here
you should have been eliminated. You're not a 16, Jay. You're one of the most respected people in the media. All the work you do with the Telestrator and analyzing the Penguins, which is a tough assignment these days, I know.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate that. But I think just being included is very nice. That's awesome. That's very nice to be a part of that.
I'll tell you who's making an unexpected run here, and he was underseeded, Jay, is Dan Potash as a 15 seed is about to go to the Elite Eight, or maybe wow. The Sweet 16.
He shouldn't be a 15 seed either.
Who did he beat in the first round limits? Do we remember Potash? Now he's up against Mike Persuda in a clash of veterans here, but Potash is playing well. Wow. He's up 63-37. Bob is the heavy favorite for the whole tournament, and he's a three-time champion. Yeah.
Well, you should be that, Bob. Absolutely, it's well deserved.
Like you, Jay, I'm just glad to be. I'm glad to be included. That's all I say.
It's Bob versus Doran right now, and Bob is absolutely crushing Doran in the votes.
Oh my God!
What happened to the first? You told me I don't even. What's the first one? I didn't know.
Ashley Liotis.
Oh, so that was okay. I didn't know that it was only a day. I thought it was more than one day.
Two days.
Okay.
And now 2 days to vote in this on more important matters, Jay. The Penguins were actually playing pretty well for a while, and then it all went out the window last night. What did you make of that affair?
Yeah, that was a tough one. I just thought the first 10 minutes, I mean, the game was going on, and when you look at the goals against Jari, look, one off the skate, bad break. Two, lack of aggressiveness in front of their own net that didn't help them out, right? They get a free stick, a free body, and they bear it. The only one I thought he really, if you're a goaltender and you're reviewing it all today or looking at the tape in the film, you probably think the third one that he's got to come up with. But the other three, I mean, it's no help in front of him. There just wasn't. And I said, the other two, the one was a bad break off of a skate. So, and then the game, then there was just no, they were chasing it then, right? They're chasing, and it just wasn't. It was just one of those nights, Joe, that, you look at it, it's this time of the year, 10 games left, and you're playing Tampa, and it wasn't a good evening. But it got away from them with that four goals in under 4 minutes. And I can't fault Jari. I said the third one, I thought that's probably one he's himself saying, I needed to have that. And he'll probably say he needed to have the first one by Cirelli. But when you're not, you just got to be tougher. It's got to be tougher in front of the Penguins net. And last night, it was not.
No, totally agree there. And I think Ryan Graves had a bad game again. And he's on the one, there was a, he let a guy go all the way by him. I forget what it was. I don't know if it even resulted in a goal, but he slid to his right and just created this vacuous opening for this, whoever it was at the time. But yeah, I agree with your
point. It was great.
Brain point, right. You know that play I'm talking about, right? I mean, you just can't do that.
Yeah, I do. I will tell you, if you are, I believe this would be in any professional sport, so football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever it is. If you come in and you're not mentally ready to play a game, and if you're just a little bit off, that's what happens. That kind of thing can happen. On top of Braden Point being a great player, but you don't usually see that. You don't see that in the NHL. And if you're off your game or thinking or, just not feeling right about your game, you're not mentally there, that's what happens. And that's what happened there. Braden Point turned him inside out, and that was looking. He did not score. Ned made a big save there. Braden Point did that one other time later in the game, even against Timmins. I'm telling you, if you're flat on a given night and the guy's on top of it feeling it, that's the kind of play that happens. And he just didn't finish. Braden Point could have had 5 goals himself last night.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Jay, different topic here, but the one that everybody in hockey's talking about. Ovi needs 6 goals to break the record. He's got 11 games left. It seems like there's at least a decent chance this could come down to the finale in Pittsburgh. So let me ask you, if you were coaching the Penguins, would you just play this the way that you normally play it? Or, for example, if there's a chance, if you're down 2 or 3 at the end, would you not pull your goalie? Would you want to keep Ovi from doing this? How would you play this? And what do you think of the idea that this could happen in Pittsburgh?
I think number one, it's one of the greatest stories. First of all, what Sidney Crosby's doing, we know that. A chance to, you know, have another record, all that. I think what he's doing, what Ovechkin's doing, I think is phenomenal, really. So, and the game needs it. The game needs the story of Ovechkin and what that means, which nobody ever thought that could be taken. I think it's a great story. And if you're the chance that it happens in Pittsburgh, well, I think that's the entertainment factor that goes with it. And I think a lot of people would want to see it or be a part of it or say they were there to witness it, even though it's a rival and it's Ovechkin. But he's meant a lot to this game. I mentioned Malkin, Crosby, Ovechkin. What they've done for the game in these years has been outstanding. So I think I'm going to go to the Mike Sullivan question. If you're a coach, Mike Sullivan's going to coach them the same way to win the game. And you do not want to be the goaltender that lets it in. You don't want to be the team that lets it in. But you're not going to do anything against the norm not to let it. You know, maybe if you're down a couple, you're going to pull your goalie. Maybe that doesn't happen. I'm not even sure Ovechkin would want it to be an empty netter. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Either way it comes, I think he would want that one to be something pretty special if it could be. But they all count. And Gretzky's had plenty of empty netters himself. So that part really doesn't matter. But I think as a player, you'd like it to be some phenomenal play, whether it be a one-timer, which he's done so many. I think Mike Sullivan's going to coach it. The team's going to play it the same way. Hard to play against. And those points might be really big for Washington, for the President's, you know, President's Trophy, all that could come into play. I think it's amazing that it seriously could come down to the Pittsburgh game, Penguin game.
And I agree with that because I think, for the integrity of the game, and that's how I look at it, if you can deny them because they have something to gain and you're not just, laying down and whatever you're doing, I mean, you got to play. You owe it to your team. You owe it to the league, I think, to play it.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. Look what Brett Favre has to deal with about the sack that he took with Strahan, right?
Yeah, man.
I mean, nobody wants to. You don't want to. Yeah, right? I mean, you don't want to. It's a different topic, a different story, but you don't want to be part of it. Mike Sullivan's going to have his guy. The guys will go out and play the game the way he's expecting them to, and all that goes with that. I think Ovechkin, what he's doing, and the big goal he scored again last night, he just keeps producing. Just as we say, what Crosby does at the eight, playing a game, professional sport, the way they've played it, and the hard minutes, guys, the hard battles that go with to be that successful, pretty special. And I think to break a goal scoring record, to me, it's a great story. And I believe the Washington Capitals have fed off of that all year long. They've been a better team because of it. He's been a better player because of it. And he's rising up at times in big time moments, and however he gets it, that's great for him.
Jay, we appreciate the time, my friend. Are you out on a golf course right now?
I am not today, Joe. I have to say one thing to you. I got to tell you this. My wife and I were traveling over to D.C. to watch my nephew play Georgetown in baseball, and we stop in Breezewood, and some guy runs up to me and goes, "You got to go golf with Joe and Bob. You got to do it.
I want
to see it done. This is at a rest area on the Pennsylvania Turnpike." And once he said that, multiple people are going, "You got to go golf." So we'll set it up, Jay.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, Joe's going to Florida for another weekend of golf coming up, and he's all beside himself because there's a chance of a thunderstorm.
Oh, my God. Wow. This is like his training camp, Bob, right? This is like Joe's training camp.
It is. He's getting ready.
I mean,
we want to hear good stories. All right.
Thank you, Jay. We'll be talking soon.
All right, guys.
Take it easy, man. Good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield. Yeah, the scores start to count, I guess, April 1st, right, Bob? On our little...
On the gin list?
The gin list, yeah.
Yep, they do.
All right. Then I still have a couple more days of spring training, although they count in Florida because the courses there are...
It's year-round.
It's year-round.
You can do whatever you want.
This counts, Bob.
Right.
And this may be where I start my book with your friend, is it Alex in Florida?
Alex Uria, yep.
Yeah, I may start my book with...
He'll give you a nice time down there. Very good golfer. Very knowledgeable about golf and sports in general. So you'll have a good conversation with him.
It's going to be called Bad Rounds in Every State. I want to play 50 bad rounds in all 50 states.
You're going to be like... what's that guy's name who was the worst avid golfer? Angelo Spagnuolo. Do you remember him?
Yeah. I do.
You don't want to do that. No.
But I do want to play 50 rounds in 50 states. That's the idea for the book.
Or you should try to play the best 50 holes or whatever, 60, 100 holes.
Well, I can't get into these courses, Bob.
If you're doing
that's
a book,
problem.
They would let you.
I don't want to go to that trouble. Part of the fun is going to these public courses, but I do want to play with Alex at a very nice course. I'm excited for that. I just texted him.
You'll
said
have
that
fun.
You said hi.
Let me know how it goes. I'm sure you will, especially if you do well. I look forward to those pictures.
Coming up next, let's get into a little more football talk. We just touched on these over-unders and how the quarterback changes may affect those, like the Giants at 3.5. What about Aaron Rodgers? How much would the Steelers over-under change? And how many wins would he add here? Because now the coast is clear for him.
Maybe
appear.
Not. Ding, ding, ding. I would offer this up. Maybe.
Hold on. Can we tease to this?
Yes.
You have an alternative theory?
I just think there's a potential based on what I heard yesterday from the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.